Amazon fall favorites are here to make you say, woo! With low prices on home, woo! Beauty, woo! And fashion brands like Amazon Essentials. Woo! So hold on to your pumpkin spice whatevers and save on fall favorites at Amazon.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you going to eat that coming up in a matter of minutes? Let's go to David in Pontiac here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, David.
David.
David, are you there?
You.
Oh, is that me?
That's
yeah.
You.
Yeah. Oh, okay. They said David in Pontiac. I'm David in Detroit. What's going on, fellas?
David
okay.
In Detroit works. What's up, man?
First, shout out to the David that took my phone call. He's an awesome David because we both got the name David. But I called to touch on a few points. I've been listening to you all morning. You guys have a great show, by the way.
Thank you.
The first thing is that trade, all or nothing trade.
Yeah.
One of you guys said it. I don't think, especially the fans, understand how it's not an easy job to make a trade, for one. And two, what sense would it make to trade a intricate piece to the puzzle that's gotten us to where we are?
It wouldn't.
Like, with all of that draft capital, too, being that I see it from the perspective of Brad Holmes, we built this team with what we get through the draft, and it's worked. Why would we go in as, pretty much begging for an edge rusher? I believe we need one, but I don't think it's worth all of that. That's ridiculous to me. And two, to the second point, I agree. I think we should – I want to face Green Bay and any opponent at his best because, like, going in with injured players, you don't get a full feel of if your team is – like all of that or not. And I believe the Lions are a really, really, really good team, and we built that over the last 5 years. But I like playing teams at full strength because it shows you how good we really are. And I believe that we are going to beat the crap out of Green Bay. That's how good I believe we are.
Well, if they do, I mean, then the Lions are going to be that's all anybody's going to be talking about in the NFC. And it's interesting because right now, it's weird turning on Get Up in the Morning or Sports Center, and suddenly they're not talking about the Cowboy game. They're talking about the Lions and the Packers and not the Cowboys and who the Cowboys are playing or what the Cowboys are doing or who farted in the Cowboys practice facility last night. Like, they're talking about the Lions.
Yeah, I want the answer to that, too. Who did that?
They're talking about the Lions.
There's two guys on the radio. They done farted in the... Mike Tannenbaum... who was the former Jets GM who
said what he said?
Said what he said. I just saw like the video of the whole thing without audio to it because I can only see the video while we're on the air here.
Yep.
But the reaction that he gets from Ryan Clark,
yeah,
who gets up away from the desk and walks, he has to walk off the set because this is like the most ridiculous thing he's ever heard.
Yep.
and everybody else is at the desk, and you can hear it when even in just the quick clip we play, everybody laughing yep. at him. Has Tannenbaum just lost all credibility whatsoever because he makes this stupid proposal
I'm telling for you what
a
happened.
Who Says No segment?
I'm telling you what happened. On Tuesday or Wednesday, he did the piece on ESPN where he said, if I'm the Detroit Lions, I slide a piece of paper to Cleveland and I say, write down what you want for Myles Garrett. And I'm getting Myles Garrett. And he's, what did he say? He's a determiner and who wins a Super Bowl if you get him in Detroit. And I think he said that. And I think, you know what I think he got back from Cleveland? Fans and media saying, there is no price. So I think he came back later in the week and said, F you, I'll give you a price. And he said 3 firsts, a second, and Jahmyr Gibbs for Myles Garrett. I think that's exactly what happened.
But in Kang's point, the question for the purposes of bringing that up was a topic that says, who says no? Meaning it's a trade that both sides would have to be like, oh, of course I would do this. Of course I would do this. And yet this is so ridiculous that would you risk your reputation to appease some fans in Cleveland?
Would I? No.
But I'll never forget, look,
Ryan Russillo used to work at ESPN. And he would come in and sit down for pre-show meetings for their TV shows. And they'd say, well, what do you think of this in the NBA last night? And Ryan would give his take. And they go, huh. Yeah, but you think they were robbed by that call? And Ryan would go, well, no, it's a tough call. And they go, maybe you should develop that argument a little bit.
I get it. It's for entertainment and all that. And we try not to walk down that road.
We've said, and we're being pretty off honest, the air, yeah. if we have to, we're not going to do that. And if it costs us our career, so be it.
But I just, when you're a former GM, and this is like, if you want to have somebody credible and like, oh, well, this guy was a former GM, but then he comes out and says something like this, I feel like he's lost all credibility. And like, I don't want to hear anything else he has to say anymore.
I'm not going to say that.
For this sin of suggesting this ridiculous trade.
I'm not going to say that. And I'll tell you why. Because we've sat in these chairs when you say one thing and you might be wrong, but you say it in the moment and you're wrong. And then everybody points it out and says to you, you know nothing about football because of one take. You can't possibly know anything about football because of one take. So I'm not going to say he lost all credibility.
Kang?
I think this is what happens when you get on one of the yelling shows. I call them yelling shows.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's either one yelling show or it's another yelling show you flip to. It's just guys yelling. And he got caught up in the moment. I think he's caught up in the, I'm on a yelling show. I got to say something outlandish here.
I better yell louder.
And with that being said, though, I don't think he thinks he's ever going to be in a front office again. So I can say whatever I want.
Probably.
He knows. I think he runs like the 33rd team now or something. You know, these guys all do something else. So, yeah.
All right, time for another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That?
Now I'm listening because I haven't had lunch, and when I get home, you know, I've got a Greek salad waiting for me at home. Or do we have something else, Doug?
Well, we start with Sonic.
Okay.
Sonic has come out with something called Sparkling Sugar Cookie Dr. Pepper. It's made with caramel, sweet cream, and sugar cookie syrup for an extra bit of sweetness. Does the Sonic sugar cookie Dr. Pepper appeal to you?
It does not. Dr. Pepper's okay with me. I'm not a big Dr. Pepper guy. But adding more sweetness to it is not the way to get to my heart.
Kang, you go ahead. Are you going to eat this?
Dr. Pepper's already kind of sweet as it is. Yeah. Someone described it to me, and I can't get away from it now, is barbecue cola. it kind of is. And now you're making it even more sweet. I don't think, I wouldn't buy it. Let's put it that way.
I got to tell you, this is as if Dr. Pepper wasn't sweet enough.
Yeah, right?
You know what Dr. Pepper needs is even more sugar. So three no's on the Sonic Dr. Pepper
even
sugar.
Even Quinn Ewers wouldn't let the backup have it. That's a Dr. Pepper commercial.
What about the sweet one? Isn't it the little prince?
The sweet one.
Yeah. It's the sweetest one now.
Those commercials were so weird.
Loved it. They're so good.
Were they?
Yes.
All right, Gator, from Florida. Florida man is arrested for stealing $100,000 in a frozen bacon heist. A 40-year-old Marcus Bernal stole a 53-foot refrigerated semi-trailer from a parking lot in Daytona Beach with 192 pounds of frozen bacon in the back. Gator, would you steal 192 pounds of frozen bacon?
No.
No?
No. You know, I'm not, you know me and bacon. Bacon's fine. I'm okay with bacon. I just don't need bacon in everything that people do, and it's not worth stealing in my mind.
I wonder, could one person finish off 192 pounds in a lifetime?
John Jansen would do that in a week.
Ask John.
Can you steal some bacon?
No, I love bacon, but I'm not stealing it.
Yeah, either am I. Obviously, this is just a reason, excuse to get the story on the air. Next up, Jimmy John's Gator is replacing bread with a giant pickle on its latest menu innovation.
No.
The Pickle Witches. So the Vito Pickle Witch has the same contents as the chain's regular Vito sandwich. Salami, capicola, provolone cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, oil, and vinegar, and oregano basil. All in a giant kosher dill pickle. It's priced in line with the regular 8-inch Vito. So replace the bun with a giant dill pickle. Gator, are you going
to
eat that?
No, not even close. If I'm going to go to Jimmy John's for a sub,
yep,
it's for the sub, which means you have to have bread with it. I don't need this, whatever this is. Like, lettuce wrap is fine. I don't mind a lettuce wrap from time to time, but not a pickle wrap. That's not for me.
Huh. Can you?
No, I'm definitely out. Like, a lot of times I'll eliminate the pickle altogether, and if I do that in this case, I'm going to be a big mess.
It's 3 for 3.
Doug, you're not a pickle guy?
Well,
he's not the salami and capicola guy.
No. Would you do it, just out of curiosity,
what about
would
you do turkey?
No, I wouldn't do this.
No?
No.
Turkey provolone with the pickle?
No, I wouldn't do it. Yeah. Sounds pretty disgusting to me. And we are trending towards Greek salad when Gator gets home. Next up. Taco Bell is bringing back 5 discontinued menu items from the past 50 years.
Come on, please be there. Please be there.
Okay, this one, when the stores first opened in 1962, they had something called the Green Burrito, which was filled with refried beans, crunchy onions, cheddar cheese, and a spicy green sauce made from green chili tomatoes, jalapenos and spices. It was popular, peaked in popularity in the 70s. Customers have been trying to recreate the Green Burrito with existing menu items for years. But without the special green sauce, it wasn't the same. Now the burrito is returning to restaurants, and the green sauce is coming with it.
Yep, I'd try that.
Okay.
Have you ever had it before?
I don't remember having that. No, but it's a burrito from Taco Bell. I'm in, and then you're going to throw the green chili sauce.
Yeah.
Amazon fall favorites are here to make you say, woo! With low prices on home, woo! Beauty, woo! And fashion brands like Amazon Essentials. Woo! So hold on to your pumpkin spice whatevers and save on fall favorites at Amazon.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, what's the other? What else we got?
I tried too, Doug, but I've never even heard of this. This is before my time.
Yeah, I'm out on this one for obvious reasons. They're bringing back the Mexi Melt.
Oh, boy.
Dude, this, no.
Oh, boy.
Now. Oh, now you jarred something.
Are we back?
We're so back.
Are we back?
We're so back.
Is the Mexibel back?
We're back.
Come on.
Yeah.
LFG. They brought it back.
Dude.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Oh. Oh. Woo.
Ring that bell.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah!
Woo! They brought it back! This is the greatest news I've ever heard!
It is.
They finally brought back the Mexibel! Oh! I was gonna have a Greek salad.
You foolish, foolish.
Are you kidding me?
Ignorant.
I'll say that for dinner, but I can hit the bell on the way home. Are you? They got a Mexibel back. That's not a joke. You're not messing with me.
It says Taco Bell's Mexibel was an 80s icon made with pico de gallo, three cheese blend, and a seasoned beef in a tortilla. It was on the menu for nearly 30 years, but it hasn't been around since about 2018.
Then they put it in a steamer.
Yeah.
Nice. Seal it up.
A perfect handheld item to eat.
Oh, God.
Something that pico, man.
It's available now, right? I can go now and get this?
So sometimes they say they're available in specific areas. I'm reading the whole story to make sure. Taco Bell tested the Decades menu in California this summer, and customers have spoken. They wanted the throwback menu to be available nationwide, and now will be beginning October 31st.
Right, so now,
back.
Gator.
Back.
It's not app only, right? Because that would hold them back. Is it app only?
Customers must order on the Taco Bell app.
No, you lying.
I wonder if anybody's been... Has anybody been to Taco Bell in Metro Detroit and found the Mexibel? Because it's available today. It's available starting today.
I gotta know.
People always text us when we come up with this or this comes up that like they hack their own Mexibel, but that's not the same. This is the actual Mexibel. Yeah.
All right. So text us and let us know if it's there. What are the other items real quick?
Well, I just got one left.
Okay.
Dunkin' has released a fall Halloween scented candle. The potion's called Macchiato Candle. A witch's brew. The candle smells as delicious as its wickedly good macchiato, and it's named after, featuring notes of espresso beans, marshmallow dust, roasted and smoked vanilla, and a potent macchiato candle with warmth and wizardry, straight to your home for just $34.95. Gator, would you buy that?
Too expensive, but I do have a coffee scented candle at my house. Yes, I mean I would have if it was at the right price.
Can you?
But I'm not eating it,
dude. Let's just get back to the Mexibel.
Okay.
Gator, you're getting one, right? After work?
Yeah. If it's available, yes.
It's available.
And do we have texters confirming that?
Yes.
Come on.
Gator will continue to celebrate. Please leave your pants on. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Amazon fall favorites are here to make you say, woo! With low prices on home, woo! Beauty, woo! And fashion brands like Amazon Essentials. Woo! So hold on to your pumpkin spice whatevers and save on fall favorites at Amazon.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.